USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
12 young boys in Thailand, now 12 days trapped in a cave, and rescuers are working feverishly to figure out how to get them out before more heavy rain hits the area and further floods that cave system. This American scuba instructor, Jonas Furberg, agrees with those who have proposed giving the boys themselves scuba lessons.
They're going to have to place their trust in these other divers, and these divers are placing themselves at great risk as well.
Tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods are scheduled to kick in tomorrow. At a Beijing press conference today, a Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says China will immediately retaliate with tariffs on U.S. goods when they do. Weekly jobless claims rising by 3,000 last week to a level that was 8,000 more than analysts had predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you my sleep's improved dramatically. Now you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. Also a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is off for North Korea, leaving today for meetings that will follow up on last month's historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Pompeo is to spend 2 days in the North, where he's hoping that he and Kim's top aides will be able to come up with an outline for detailed plans to rid the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons. In New York City on the 4th, U.S. Park Police say they had to evacuate Liberty Island after a woman protesting Trump immigration policies climbed onto the base of the Statue of Liberty.
Next thing you know, the park rangers, they just came running and just screaming, "Everybody get out, everybody get out." And there were just helicopters just, you know, right above us.
Park police said they were afraid more demonstrators would be joining the woman. She's going to be in a courtroom shortly to answer to federal trespassing, disorderly conduct, and interfering with government function charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The son of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead after a firefight in Syria. The terror group's propaganda news agency confirming that Russian troops killed him as ISIS forces were trying to attack a power station in the province of Homs. Western wildfires still taking a huge toll. There are over 70 of them burning.
Teller County Sheriff Jason Meixel had an update on the High Chateau fire that's destroyed 7 Colorado homes.
We still have a lot of people that are still affected in evacuation zones. You know, I'm very joyful of the fact that we're able to get some folks in, but I'm still sad that we aren't able to get others into their homes yet.
In Utah, more residents have been ordered to evacuate their homes as crews struggle to gain control over a wildfire burning near a popular fishing reservoir. So far, it's destroyed about 30 structures. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
China is now warning that U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports will hurt the U.S. and the entire world. Tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods scheduled to take effect tomorrow. At a news conference today in Beijing, a spokesman for China's Commerce Ministry says China will be retaliating immediately with tariffs on U.S. goods. And Joey Chestnut is again the world hot dog eating champ, eating 74 dogs and buns at the Nathan's contest yesterday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.